Recorded Books and RB Digital present The Second Biggest Nothing by Colin Cotterill, narrated by Clive Chafer. Chapter 1. A City of Two Tales. Dr. Sille was standing in front of Deng's noodle shop when she pulled up on the bicycle. It was a clammy day, but his wife rarely raised a sweat, even under a midday sun. She leaned the bike against the last sandalwood tree on that stretch of the road and patted Ugly the dog. Sille shrugged.
"So?" he said.
"So what?"
"What did she say?"
Deng pecked him on the cheek and walked past him into the dark shop house. He trotted behind.
"She said I have the body and constitution of a 69-year-old."
"You are 69.
"Then I have nothing to be disappointed or smug about, do I? I'm fit and healthy. I'm a nice, average Lao lady with supposed arthritis. She did, however, mention that most people my age in this country are dead. I think that's a positive, don't you?"
"But what about, you know?"
"She didn't say anything," said Deng.
"She what?"
"Didn't mention it at all. She obviously didn't notice it."
"What kind of a doctor doesn't notice that one of her patients has a tail?"
"I've told you, Silly, you and I are the only people who see it."
"What about the shamans in Udon?"
"They didn't see it, Silly. They visualized it. Not the same thing."
"It's a physical thing."